Tim, how are you?
Good. You know, they got a theme song for that basketball tournament.
What's that?
Papa Hu Mau Maui.
See, after getting off to a sluggish start the last time we talked,
you
come out with the A material.
I just started that right there on the spot.
How was your weekend?
It was beautiful.
Yeah?
I celebrated my beautiful bride's birthday, and the grandkids took us to see Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful production, although they stopped it in the middle of the second act.
Why?
I've never seen that before in my life. Great reporter I am. I just sort of sat there. My wife said, why don't you go find out what's going on?
This is breaking news. What happened?
Yeah, well, I'm off on Saturday, man.
Did someone break a leg, literally?
No. They were right in the middle of one of their numbers, and they just announced out of the blue, we're stopping for technical difficulties, and they were shut down for about 10 minutes. Somebody ought to get on the horn and find out what went wrong.
And then they came back and everything was fine.
Yeah, they picked it up right where they left off. It was a great production.
You know, the concession people probably had something to do with this to make an extra nickel.
Could be. Could be. I won't go there, though.
You know, in reading Scoop's blog, you write that the Democrats aren't powerless.
Well, no, I won't identify the reporter that wrote a piece over the weekend that basically said they were, and on the surface, it clearly looks like that. Mm-hmm. But underneath it, they do have some power, because I think Snyder's going to need some Democratic votes to pass some of the stuff that he wants to do, because some of the conservative Republicans won't be on board. So they're not completely powerless at all.
Well, I'm sure that's part of his plan in not only bringing Andy Dillon on board, but also in his efforts to take that olive branch and reach to the other side.
Well, he has said this throughout the campaign, that he wants to replicate what former Governor Milliken did and what this current governor tried to do, not completely successfully, and that is to bring Democrats into the fold and to cooperate with both sides of the aisle. Let's just take the city of Detroit, for example, as I put it out in that blog. If he wants to ship some money off to Detroit, I'm going to guess that some outstate Republicans are going to say no, which means if he wants to do it, he's going to have to go to some Democrats to say yes.
What do you think will get done before we get to 2011? Any bills going to get pushed through?
Well, I think they're going to change the business tax. I think they're going to balance the budget and take a shot at eliminating the structural deficit, and it will be painful. It will be ugly, and it will be difficult.
Anything going to get done this year?
I still think they're going to take a shot at trying to salvage the Pure Michigan campaign in lame duck. And I have a couple of sources who tell me they are working behind the scenes on Mr. Snyder to get him involved in the bridge between Detroit and Windsor. And I think there could be a shot at that, even though Mike Bishop has said no.
Well, we had Mike Bishop on the program, and it was quite obvious he wasn't in favor of that. And I got the impression, as far as he's concerned, they can handle that next year.
Well, but he's a lame duck, too. And if the powers that be inside the Senate, and there are the votes for this bridge project, decide to take on Mikey, they can go around him. They can force a vote on it. And the key to that is whether Snyder will get involved or not. And he's being lobbied by some of his own people who are more familiar with this bridge project. And as somebody privately has said to him, Mr. Snyder, what a great way to start your administration in the new year by creating 10,000 jobs.
And, Tim, that was going to be my next question. How much actual influence will Mr. Snyder have on that process?
Well, we don't know. If he decides to get involved, it will show that he does have some, I'm trying to pick the right word here, some guts. Because the popular thing to do is just let lame duck wither away and not do anything. But if he can get a jump start on what he's doing, I think he gets style points for that. At least the bridge people who support it will give him style points. The folks that oppose it won't. But it would be a gutsy move on his part to interject himself in a lame duck session.
We have Representative Rick Jones on this program quite often. And in your blog, you write, needless to say, Rick Jones won't be getting any invites to Granholm's going away party. Because he's been a pain in the posterior.
Yeah, I like that. A Papa Hu Mau Maui. Yeah, he has been. At one point he was banned from going to bill signings by the governor's people. They didn't want him in the shop at all. Now he comes and discovers on our program that he disclosed on Friday that the governor was trying to, his words, sneak through some 11th-hour pay raises for 28 non-unionized workers of about $4,000 each. And once that got on the internet at noon, by sundown, the governor's office had declared it to be a mistake and rescinded the raises and then gave her some covers saying she knew nothing about it. Why are you laughing?
Well, it just reminds me of I can remember a president's going out of office, and all of a sudden people were pardoned and getting raises, and, and you hear about it. You hear about it as they're on the way out the door.
Yeah, give Jones credit. I mean, he nailed this one. He said he told us on the show that he had gotten some tips from some civil servants, and he came in on the show, and that was the first thing out of the box. And also credit the administration for moving quickly to minimize the damage, but somebody had to order those, and the front office was not very forthcoming on exactly what went on and who ordered them, and but they did describe it as a mistake, and they rescinded the raises. So the score, as I suggest in that blog, is Jones won the Governor Zippo.
And finally, before I let you go, you talk about who will be first for history buffs. Michigan has one school district go into the red. Kalkaska is in trouble.
Well, Kalkaska did go into bankruptcy years ago. Okay, and there is the possibility that other school districts and or cities could be going into bankruptcy as well, unless there is some way to address their financial problem. And that is just one more piece of the problems that Mr. Snyder has on his platter as we go into this new year.
What are you going to be working on today for Channel 6?
We're going to do a follow-up on this Rick Jones story and also be talking to the state police director and scrounge what we can ever get together here between now and Wednesday.
All right. Enjoy your day.
Hey, always great talking to you, man.